This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. It has been 4 years since Canyon City had a July 4th fireworks display, but a community effort is bringing that tradition back this year. CPR's Eden Lane has the story.
As chairman of the Fremont County Fireworks Committee, Hank Holloway raised thousands of dollars for the community fireworks display. Then it ended.
It became kind of quiet around here the 4th of July after our late Hank Holloway passed away.
Dolly Gonzalez and two of her friends from Canyon City High School decided they would try to raise $25,000 to bring the fireworks back.
All three of us have emotionally invested into this. When we made our final amount, we were so excited.
This year, the July 4th fireworks return and will be visible from all over town. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
To see a list of fireworks shows across Colorado, come to CPR.org and search for fireworks. A U.S. Senate hearing is set for later this month on a bill to conserve land around the Dolores River in southwestern Colorado. Cody Perry, a filmmaker and conservationist, says the effort has broad support in the region.
The kind of consensus building that we've seen behind this effort and the kind of ground support that is present in the counties that have especially been in that for the long haul, you know, that'll make it happen. I mean, my confidence in Congress is another question.
The effort has bipartisan support from U.S. Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper, as well as Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert. A major new live event venue planned for North Colorado Springs has partnered with a prominent national concert promoter. The 8,000-seat Sunset Amphitheater has signed a deal with AEG Presents, which books much of the major concerts on the Front Range. It's expected the amphitheater will host about 40 live events per year starting next summer. Groundbreaking on the $55 million facility is set for July 12th. You're listening to CPR News.